Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good buddy Chip Bell's back, too, ladies and gentlemen. Chip is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now, golly, a half dozen years at least. Chip is the senior partner with the Chip Bell Group. He's advised business managers from the heights of Wall Street to out here on Main Street for many years. He's authored and co-authored so many books on customer service, more than probably anybody in the world, including his new book, The 9.5 Principles of Innovative Service. And I wanted him to tell you about all that. Chip Bell, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always an honor to be with you, sir.
Good to have you back. 9.5 principles. I'm glad you didn't do 10, because that would have just been too much.
Well, it wouldn't have been a surprise either.
Exactly. So, all right. So why? Talk to us about the concept of principles of innovative service before we get into the numbers.
Okay. Good. Well, the principle behind it is the fact that we have lost the element of surprise in most of our customer service experiences.
Wait a minute, Chip. Somebody said thank you to me the other day, and I was surprised.
That is a great point, Jim. It doesn't take much. It's so unique and so unusual.
Yeah, they didn't throw my change back at me. I was surprised.
Exactly. And in many ways, in this age of the customer, it's gotten that bad.
Yeah.
And so, and in the concept of, we all know we're supposed to exceed the customer's expectations, but that whole value-added concept has gotten really pricey. And so the book is about how to find simple, unexpected experiences that create that delight in the customer.
Right. Delight. That's the key to having customers that you can't run off, isn't it?
Exactly. You've got to be somehow unique, different, and as you well always put in your stuff, you got to be relevant.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, and what blows me away, Chip, is nobody has an ability to do what you just said, which is just absolutely solid gold with any customer. It doesn't matter what age you're in, or whether it was 1,000 years ago or 1,000 years from now. If you're dealing with human beings, they want to be treated special, and
exactly,
Nobody has the ability to do that in a unique way more than a small business. Why aren't don't more small business owners get that? That's what
I don't understand.
It blows me away.
It blows me away because in many ways it is the small business that has the advantage.
No question.
Because they aren't dealing with a large bureaucracy, and they are closer to the customer. They have to be. And to me, there is the wonderful opportunity for the small business to differentiate itself against the large giants.
That's exactly right. And people like to do business with the big companies, but only because they think they've got a big selection and you know, maybe they like their products, but they don't go to a big company to be treated special. But they still want that, don't they?
Exactly.
So
you know, more and more small businesses are finding ways to work collaboratively with other small businesses, which expands their offering.
Absolutely, no question about that. But that's really kind of wasted if you don't take advantage of what you're talking about in your book.
Talk
to us about the Cracker Jack principle.
Oh, the Cracker Jack principle is one of my favorites. It's all about the element of surprise. And again, that unexpected surprise. Today, we don't get many of those opportunities. You know, I get upgraded to first class once in a while, and I'm always thrilled. But then I think about it, it's the computer that decided that, not the gate attendant. We took that away from the gate attendant and said, it's based on your frequent flyer points and availability. And so that removes. Now it's just a part of my expectations. In fact, when I get on board and I don't get upgraded, I'm disappointed. So that's an example of how we've sort of taken away the old-fashioned baker's dozen kind of concept of surprising that customer. It's not in the hands of the front line anymore. It's all about the computer and management and how we do all of that. So that's what the book's about. We got to give it back to the front line.
So you think we should empower our people to do things like that? Now, of course, you got to give them guidelines, right?
Exactly. They can't just have unlimited license. But we need to help them think like owners. I call empowerment responsible freedom, not unlimited license.
Right, right.
So it's helping that that frontline person not only focus on go the extra mile kind of service, but also focus on stewardship, because they've got to take care of the organization as they take care of the customer.
Right. So we got to surprise them a little bit, folks, and give you, but let your people do that. And I'm going to say this, Chip, folks. I'm going to give you a really easy mission right now. Just make sure that your people say thank you for your business every single time. If you'll just do that, the first step, Chip. I think that's a great way to start. And believe it or not, you're going to be surprised that you actually need to do that with a lot of your people, maybe even yourself. If you'll do that, that'll surprise people.
Oh, absolutely. And if it's thank you's delivered in a way that sincerely indicates your gratitude.
Absolutely. All right, what about the big boy event principle?
Oh, that's all about respect. It's all about respect and how we treat that customer in a way that's, and I think everybody, not just treating the customer, it's everybody. You know, I was in the airport, which I'm in, spent a lot of time in the airport, and I watched an individual get up and go over in the gate attendant wait area and thank a woman who was cleaning going through one of those maintenance people that are supposed to be invisible,
right,
and went over and thanked her for her work.
Wow.
That's the kind of respect that this talks about. It's the unexpected respect. It's
well, and not presuming that you know all about someone just by how they look.
Exactly.
I think if
they're a human being and they're delivering a service, we need to find a way to show that special respect.
One of the things I learned from my parents, James of Virginia, was that all work is noble.
I agree.
And so I'm glad you told us that story about that guy. The big boy, though, tell us about that. Tell us, how does that connect directly to the customer?
Well, I think it touches their heart in many ways, because you show that level of value, show that level of deep sincerity when you deliver it. That's respect to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
And I get the big boy event because when I was a kid growing up, 7 years old, 8 years old, we went to bought my first suit.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the person who waited on us, waited on me, sat in front of me, called me by my name, and asked me questions.
Right.
Didn't look at my dad.
Right.
That's the big boy event.
Yeah, and it made you go back when you had your own money, didn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Chip, hold on to that thought. We'll take a quick break. The book is called The 9.5 Principles of Innovative Service. It's a very important book by our good buddy Chip Bell. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Does everybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.